All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about some surprising news. Jerry Jacobs, who I just, I felt like 2-3 weeks ago, maybe I'm wrong, but they just recently added him, the Rams did. They're waiving him with an injury designation and a settlement. So that's not going on the IR. That means that they're just waving him outright. Like, he's not coming back. So I'm a little surprised by this. I'm going to give my thoughts on this, mainly because I had him making the 53-man roster, and I thought, you know, a lot of people probably thought that he was going to. Before we dive into that, just want to let you guys know, as always, the sponsor of this video is BetUS, and you can get a 125% bonus on your first three deposits up to $2,000 by using my promo link in the description and the comment section below. Check out BetUS. Like I said, link is in the description and the comments section. And let's get started. So this was a little bit of a shocker to me. I'm not going to say that Jerry Jacobs is anything special. I understood the pickup initially while I was hoping for Akella Witherspoon. I know a little bit more about that whole situation, and my fingers are crossed, and it's not just because I like Akello or anything like that. I know people always bring that up, but the reality of it is, and of course he's in the background, but the reality of it is, I said it before the season started. Before the offseason started, I was like, they really need another guy. Trey White is not a guarantee. He has two major injuries under his belt, so it's not a guarantee he's going to play every game. Kobe Durant has dealt with some injuries, soft tissue. Darius Williams has been banged up in training camp. It's why they signed Jerry Jacobs. They didn't have Darius Williams. Darion Kendrick tore his ACL. So that leaves you with the rest, which is Trey Tomlinson, which is Charles Woods, and of course, Josh Wallace. So look, I do think it's interesting here. I think Akella Witherspoon is absolutely in play still. You know, we'll see what ends up happening there. Will the Rams pay him? Will he take a back seat? Like, is he willing to do that? There's a give and a take. And, you know, keep in mind, Akella Witherspoon, he signed a prove-it deal last year, proved himself, and now he's basically being asked to take that same deal. And he's got plenty of interest around the league. So it's not like, you know, it's just when people always bring up, well, if he was so good, he'd be on a team. Well, it takes two to tango, and he hasn't agreed to anything because, well, he doesn't want to necessarily play behind anybody. He wants to start. I don't blame him. It's also money. It's an injury risk. Hey, I go out there in training camp, and you're paying me, you know, veteran minimum. I mean, you know, so it has to make sense for both parties. I think we often forget about that. It's why Stephon Gilmore just signed with the Vikings. I mean, that just happened. So look, July 26th, I have here, is actually when Jerry Jacobs was signed. Again, that was right around the time Darius Williams got banged up and they lost Darion Kendrick to the ACL tear, which is really, really unfortunate. Jacobs is somebody who was a UDFA in 2021. The Lions, of course, had him. Started 29 of 40 games he played with the Lions over the last 3 years. 12 of those starts came last year. 131 tackles, 4 interceptions, a sack, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. Did not get really much of a chance to work with the Rams. You know, he ended up, you know, wearing that number 4. And we saw him a little bit in preseason. Didn't really do anything that stood out. And at cornerback, that's probably the position you really don't want to stand out at all. But I am a little surprised by this. Where do they go from here, I think, would be your next question, because we've already talked about who Jerry Jacobs is, right? I already did a video on that. And we talked about why the Rams went out and got him, and he had that familiarity with Aubrey Pleasant. But really right now I'm a little puzzled because I don't know the injury. I don't know the severity or anything like that. It was an injury settlement. Sometimes it's not that big of a deal and they're just going to waive the guy anyway. Sometimes it's a big deal, right? But they didn't put him on the IR. So, you know, anyway, point I'm making here is now the Rams have to figure this thing out. Trey Tomlinson, Charles Woods, and Josh Wallace, two UDFAs and a guy that, You know, they drafted at TCU, Jim Thorpe Award winner. Now, I've said it. I don't know if Trey Tomlinson makes this roster. I like him, but the discipline is lacking there. And I just feel like he's kind of, he's been put into that Robert Rochelle element where, yes, we know he has the potential and we're excited about him to get that opportunity, but the Rams never give him that opportunity. So I don't really know what to make of that. I don't know if they go out and they sign a cornerback. Like I said, they're interested in Witherspoon, very interested. Witherspoon is also interested in them. It's a matter of, you know, are these two going to actually come together on a deal? And it's not as, you know, easy as that. But anyway, I do think it's interesting for the potential that maybe they bring back Russ Yeast. I had him on my 53-man roster after the first preseason game. And as you guys know, if you saw the video, if you didn't, definitely check it out. The second preseason game, the post game, I had Russ Yeast missing the roster. Now, Russ Yeast could be considered kind of that do-it-all safety, corner, nickel guy, whatever. I think that they might end up keeping him. And even if they go with six safeties, they could still argue, you know, he's the corner there. So there are different directions they can go in. I know Charles Woods has had a great camp and Josh Wallace has looked good in preseason, but I'm actually not really sure what direction they're going to go in. That's really kind of the fascinating thing about all this is because, I mean, end of the day, you know, they could have addressed the cornerback position a little bit better and they did not do that. So, you know, I think that's something that is fair to bring up. And, you know, kind of looking at the free agents here, because I do have the list in front of me, looking at the corners, right? Just the corners that are available. Obviously, I've mentioned Kello plenty of times. We know that. But the corners that are available, according to Spotrac right now, Xavien Howard, J.C. Jackson, Adoree Jackson, Patrick Peterson, Steven Nelson, Jalen Mills, Keon Crossan, Kawan Williams, Eli Apple, Justin Bethel, Chandon Sullivan, Rashad Fenton, Logan Ryan, Akello Witherspoon, Duke Shelley, although it says that he's there. I don't know if he was cut, but I do believe he signed with the Vikings again, so I don't know why he's still there. Trayvon Mullen, Javelin Guidry, Graylin Arnold. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Chris Claybrooks. I mean, the list goes on. Juwan Williams, Anthony Everett, Gerrion Conley, Terrence Mitchell. So they have a lot of different options here. As far as the best available, I mean, I'd say Akello Witherspoon and, you know, probably along the lines of, I know Steven Nelson ended up retiring and they were interested in him, but maybe they try to get Steven Nelson to come out of retirement. I know they tried to get him before he retired. Adoree Jackson, you know, that LA connection. He was at USC. He's only, you know, he's going to be 29, so still young. J.C. Jackson's going to be 29. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's if I'm the Rams, I try to get Akello. If I can't get Akello, then I look at Adoree Jackson, J.C. Jackson, try to get Steven Nelson out of retirement. I mean, I would be trying some different things here. Xavien Howard has kind of lost a step, so obviously that's why he's available. So I don't know if I'd go that route. For the people that would probably, you know, I would say inevitable, that are going to be upset that they didn't sign Stephon Gilmore, that was a pretty penny. Stephon Gilmore got paid. So it's not as simple as I like player, I sign player, okay? When it comes to your fourth corner, your third corner, you're trying to get a deal. And ultimately, if you want my opinion, I think they need to bring back Akello Witherspoon. I've said that from, you know, pretty much day one this offseason. Do they bring him back? I kind of have a weird feeling he's going to end up back with the Rams. I've been saying that for a while. If he doesn't, I think out of everyone, it would be tough for me to go in any direction, but I guess by default, I would probably say they go with Adoree Jackson. So I think it's going to be one of those two guys. I could be absolutely wrong. They could just go with a UDFA. But if they sign anybody, I think it's going to be either Akella Witherspoon, very, very heavy lean on that, or it'll end up being Adoree Jackson. My gut is telling me Akella Witherspoon, but I could see Adoree Jackson. We'll see what ends up happening. Those are my thoughts. Jerry Jacobs, no longer a Ram. Surprising, but then again, you know, it is what it is. It's not necessarily something that's going to move the needle either way, but definitely I was surprised to see him waived, and I'm sure a lot of people were surprised to see him waived with an injury settlement. So that is going to do it. Obviously, keep it right here for all that news, all that good stuff. Sorry, I'm a little late on this news. Keep in mind, I did the NFC West roundtable late last night, and then I also had the Yankee game to cover, which ended up going 12 innings. So didn't get a chance to record this until right now it's like 4 a.m. So you're probably watching this at a normal time, but that's why it took so long. So I pride myself on, you know, getting the news out there as soon as I can. And unfortunately, as soon as I can was a little bit longer than I normally take. So sorry about that. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to check out the sponsor of this video, BetUS, 125% bonus on your first three deposits up to $2,000. And the last thing I'm going to say is if you have been waiting for me to do an audio podcast about essentially this channel in audio form, you are in luck because it is out there. You look up Jake Ellenbogen Live and you will find this channel. Every single episode, every single video is going to be on audio. So wherever you get your podcast, check it out. Jake Ellenbogen Live. Link will be in the description. But yeah. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next video. You guys take care. Later, folks. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.